Journalists in the Holy See Press Office busy getting to grips with Pope Francis's first encyclical, The Light of Faith Friday, were somewhat surprised lunchtime when director Father Federico Lombardi called them back for a second announcement. Pope Francis had approved the calls for canonization of two of his venerable and much-loved predecessors, Blessed John the 23rd and Blessed Pope John Paul II. Meeting with Cardinal Angelo Amato, prefect of the Congregation for the Cause of Saints Friday morning, Pope Francis approved the promulgation of the decree and also convoked a special consistory of the College of Cardinals to discuss the canonization of the Polish Pope in depth. Furthermore, he approved the favorable votes of the ordinary session of the congregations of cardinals and bishops regarding the raising to the altars of sainthood of Blessed John the 23rd. This slightly unusual gesture was explained by Father Lombardi, who told journalists that despite the absence of a second miracle in the case of John the 23rd, it was the Pope's will that the sainthood of the great Pope of the Second Vatican Council be recognized. Father Lombardi stated that a canonization without a second miracle is still valid, given that there is already the existing miracle that led to the Roncalli Pope's beatification. He also pointed to ongoing discussions among theologians and experts about whether it is necessary to have two distinct miracles for beatification and canonization. Certainly, he added, Pope Francis has the power to dispense, in a cause, with the second miracle. However, there was no mention of dates, neither for the consistory nor for the canonizations. Father Lombardi did not rule out that both celebrations could coincide, and he did express his belief that they would take place by the end of the year. Either way, he concluded, any date would be established during the consistory. I'm Emer McCarthy.